this episode, Luc Leboeuf is presenting his article, Lost in Translation, The Promises and Challenges of Integrating Empirical Knowledge on Migrants' Vulnerabilities into Legal Reasoning. It appeared in the special issue, Breaching the Boundaries of Law and Anthropology, New Pathways for Legal Research, in September 2022. In a nutshell, what is your article about?
Well, the article presents the methodology that I established for the Vinner Research Project, which is a research project that I'm leading from the Institute and that is funded by the EU. It's a project that gathers an international consortium with partners across Europe, Canada, and the Middle East. In the article, I discuss one of the very starting observations of the Vinner Project, which is that vulnerability is flooding the legal and policy discourse on asylum and migration, but that there is absolutely no common understanding of who the vulnerable migrants, asylum seekers and refugees are, nor of how they should be protected. And I also show in the article how we try to tackle that issue through a methodological approach that seeks to combine the doctrinal legal analysis of vulnerability, how has it been developed in the case law of the European Court of Human Rights, in EU asylum law, with also an empirical study of how this concept is being implemented by public servants through their daily practices, what kind of concrete meanings do they give to that notion of vulnerability when dealing with individual cases, and also on how it impacts in the end the experiences that refugees, asylum seekers and migrants have of their own vulnerabilities.
What's at stake and why now?
What is at stake and what I also try to show in this article is that as it evolves across different frameworks, vulnerability actually acquires different meanings. And what I mean by that is that vulnerability has long been used and developed in socio-anthropological studies to analyze the experiences of migrants in all their complexities. But as it starts being developed as a legal concept, it changes in function, meaning that it now becomes a selection tool that allows to identify those migrants, refugees and asylum seekers that will get some kind of favorable treatment. And I discuss the kind of tension that emerged as a result and the necessity to acknowledge the travels of vulnerability across these different policy spheres and what it does to the notion, how it evolves as a result, and what are the implied meanings that it takes with it as it is evolving from socio-anthropology, from philosophy as well, to the law and the legal science more broadly.
Where do we go from here?
The next step is to try to reach a better understanding of what this evolution of vulnerability can tell us about the way we organize our asylum and migration policies nowadays. It is about reaching a better understanding of what this increased success of vulnerability does to the legal system. What does it tell us also about the evolution of the legal system? Why is there a success of this notion now? It's also about reaching a better understanding of the consequences of this evolution for the migrants themselves who are submitted to the legal system and who see their own experiences of vulnerabilities affected as a result.
About you.
What would you have become if you hadn't gone into academia?
That's an excellent question. I've also had an experience practicing law, which I enjoyed actually defending migrants mainly. And I think that's what I would have kept doing actually if I didn't have the chance of also investing myself in academia and taking a step back towards my legal practice and reflecting a bit more substantially on the legal system and its evolution.